There was only one problem. To be harvested by machine, the wheat had to be dry. A couple of days more sunshine were required than for hand reaping, and of course that year it rained. It rained every day, right at the time of the harvest, and then suddenly, all over the country, posters appeared carrying this little verse. Ohne Gott und Sonnenschein holen wir die Ernte ein. Without God and without sun, we will get the harvest done. I could see that this slogan had really shaken the people. It was a brazen duel between the new regime and God himself. The rains continued, and the harvest did not get in. Overnight, as suddenly as they had appeared, the posters vanished, all except for the sodden few that you could still see clinging to lampposts. And now what did the government do? New signs appeared along with announcements on the radio and advertisements in the newspaper. Don't let anyone tell you there is a bread shortage. There is plenty of bread. This is another example of the victory of socialism over the forces of nature. Only there was no bread. I myself went into grocery stores and found none. Even restaurants didn't have any. The saddest part of the story to me is that no one talked about the duplicity. The missing bread was never mentioned. The people were silent. The part of East Germany I was most interested in centered around the southern tiers of Saxony, because I had heard from Henrietta and other refugees that there the church was alive. I was not prepared for how alive. Germany was a land of contradictions. On the one hand, it was by far the hardest country I had yet penetrated. Indoctrination and police coercion were rank. And yet at the same time, there was more religious freedom in East Germany than I had found in any other communist country. The man whose name I had been given in Saxony, Wilhelm, was a full-time youth worker for the Lutheran Fellowship. The village where he and his wife Ma lived was in a hilly, wooded section of the state. Their front yard commanded a view to bring envy into the heart of every lowland Dutchman. A small motorbike stood outside, a bike, I was to discover, that carried Wilhelm all over East Germany in sun, snow, and rain. Wilhelm met me at the door, and without hesitation invited me in. We sat around Ma's porcelain kitchen table, drinking coffee, while I explained my mission behind the curtain. "Well, I'm glad you've come," said Wilhelm. He stopped to cough, a deep, dry cough that racked his whole frame. "If you need all the encouragement we can find." "Do you need Bibles, for instance?" I asked him. "I have some German Bibles with me." "Oh, we have plenty of Bibles." I had heard this before, and waited for the slow admission that in fact there were very few Bibles. But Ma took me into the little study, and I could have thought I was home. There were a dozen Bibles on the shelves.